committee hearing to Senate Bill 150, which is, thank you, an act to revise certain conditions regarding the authorization of bingo or lotteries for restricted purposes and to increase the size of prize certain lotteries may award. Senator Cleven. Welcome to the House State Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the House State Affairs Committee. I'm Senator Cleven from District 29, which is western South Dakota, Meade, and Butte counties. The bill that you have before you has been entered because of some problems that have existed, especially in the case of raffles. And it's very, very simple and straightforward, so I'll not take a lot of time going through it with you unless you have particular questions. The changes are on page 2. We are asking for an increase in the amount of prizes. The current prize limit for any of the raffles or the other prizes are $18,000, and we're asking that be increased to $30,000. Also on that same page, section 6, we're also asking that organizations that are authorized under subsection 1 of this section before conducting a bingo game or before selling any chances for a lottery give 30 days written notice to the governing body of the municipality or county or municipality in which it intends to conduct the games, so that this has been done because of many cases. I've talked to many that have had attempts to conduct raffles for various events that are listed on page 1 in section 1, that they perhaps will even come the week or just days before they intend to do the raffle. And this does not give the governing body a chance to investigate, to look into the cause or to the people who are attempting to conduct this process. The second part, increasing the prize, happened in Sturgis when they do the major fundraising, especially some of the charitable organizations, such as Easter Seals, are wanting to raffle like a motorcycle. Well, $18,000 doesn't seem to hit the cost of that product any longer. Also, there are some that like to raffle a pickup or perhaps a smaller car. And that is the reason that we tried to increase the amount from $18,000 to $30,000. I'd be glad to answer questions or further explain other parts of the piece of legislation that are already in statute.
Thank you, Senator. We hold questions until later.
All right.
If you will just stand by.
All right. Thank you.
Are there additional proponents to Senate Bill 150? Are there any additional proponents? I'll ask one last time. Any additional proponents to Senate Bill 150? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it for opponent testimony on Senate Bill 150. Are there any opponents? Any opponents to 150? Seeing none, I close the committee hearing to opponent testimony and open it to questions and answers from the committee. Representative Glinski.
Senator Cleven, on the section line 16 on page 2, where it talks about notifying the municipality or whomever before starting to sell chances, how would people be notified of that requirement?
That would be through the state law. If they were going to want to do this process, they would have to be familiar with the law and know that that would be the chance. If they would contact the organization or the city or the county or the state, all three of these would be applied, then they would probably contact the auditor of those areas. Follow up question?
Yes, you may.
I'm familiar with the process on the city level where the city clerk was contacted and so on, but since it's a change in timing, they would be likely to contact the city clerk when they may have already started to sell chances.
The change in the timing is, this had already been in statute that they would notify 30 days, but it was unclear whether it was 30 days before they would hold the drawing or whether they would sell the tickets. And we're asking that before they even start the process of selling the tickets to give some time for investigation. And I think they had interpreted it as being 30 days before they actually held the drawing. So we're saying before you start the process.
Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator, if you'd like another minute or two, there can't be much rebuttal, but any additional commentary would be welcome.
Thank you. I think that, it is pretty straightforward. It is all in statute at this time, except that we are increasing the amount of the prize money or the award. I would also talk about lottery and how the definition of lottery is 22-25-24, and as used in this chapter, lottery or lotteries means a plan whereby for a valuable consideration money is raised by selling chances to share in the distribution of prizes, and a raffle is a form of lottery as defined by this section according to an opinion from the Attorney General 8727. That will then define exactly what we're talking about as far as raffles.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I now open the committee hearing to discussion and or action by the committee. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, I would move a due pass.
Representative Napoli moves. Representative Jasper seconds. Due pass motion on Senate Bill 150. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the motion before the committee is the due pass motion on Senate Bill 150. Those in favor of the motion shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Duenwald.
Aye.
Donovan.
Aye.
Ecarius.
Aye.
Glensky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Representative Dunnifin moves consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Olson seconds. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.